Okay, we'll try our heads, close our eyes, jamming Namukar Mantra and Arjun Chittari Mangalkam.
Namo Aryantaram, Namo Siddharam, Namo Aryaram, Namo Uvajayanam, Namo Lai Sava Sahunam, Isa Panchanavokaro, Sava Pava Panashano, Mangalaram Chisavesi Paramam Havai Mangalam.
Chittari Mangalam, Arihanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sadhu Mangalam, Kevli Panato Damo Mangalam. Chittari Lugotama, Arihanta Lugotama, Siddha Lugotama, Sadhu Lugotama, Kevli Panato Damo Lugotamo. Chittari Sharanam Pajami, Arihanta Chittari Sharanam Pajami, Arihanta Sharanam Pajami, Siddha Sharanam Pajami, Sahu Sharanam Pajami, Kivli Panato Damo Sharanam Pajami.
Okay, very good. Okay, so what is the date today there? Date.
November 3rd.
And what is the day?
Diwali.
Oh, okay. Which kind of festival it is?
Event-based?
Yeah, that's
right. Okay, okay. Okay, so happy Diwali to you and your family. Okay, well, why do we celebrate Diwali?
Happy Diwali.
Thank you.
Happy Diwali.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali to you all. So why do we celebrate Diwali? Why do we wish happy Diwali? What happened on this day? Yeah, one by one, one by one. Hello. Jamin, what happened on this day?
Mahavir Bhagwan got a moksha.
Mahavir Bhagwan got moksha, okay. Arjun, what happened on this day?
Oh, wow, I've completely forgotten. But isn't it the Festival of Light?
Yeah, it's the Festival of Light, but why is it a Festival of Light? How do we know that it is a Festival of Light? What happened on this day, which tells us it's a Festival of Light?
Wait, actually, Mahavir Bhagwan had his nirvana.
Okay. What else? Anything else? What happened in Hindu mythology? Everyone celebrate who doesn't follow Mahavir Bhagwan also celebrates Diwali.
Gautam Gandhar Bhagwan also went to moksha.
Oh, he went to moksha or he got keval gyan? Okay, fine, yeah, very good, very good. So, Mahavir Bhagwan went to moksha and Gautam Gardhar, his Gardhar, he got keval gyan on this very day. In the morning, Mahavir Bhagwan goes to Siddhishila. In the evening, Gautam Gardhar takes keval gyan. Yes. Okay. No, so what I'm asking is why everyone celebrates it. Everyone is not Jain. They do not follow Mahavir Bhagwan, but everyone celebrates it.
It's
why?
The when a good beat evil.
Yeah, so what happened on this day? Like, you know, Ram and Ravan, do you know? Anyone?
Adabaji, doesn't the story go, I forget which character it is, but they get exiled for 13 years and when they come back.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So Ravan is the hero or Ram is the hero? Who is the hero?
I don't remember.
Okay. Lakshman or
Ram.
The hero? Ram or Ravan? Or Lakshman. Okay, you have not heard about Ram, Ravan, Lakshman, Sita, Ramayana.
I have. I've heard it several times. I just forget. I keep on forgetting who is who.
Okay. And Jamin, you know? Yes, we have crackers. Yes, so Jamin, you know Ram, Lakshman, Sita, anyone?
Not really.
You've not heard the stories of Ramayana, like there was...
Isn't it that there's three brothers, and it's, and I think the story goes that the king is married, and he says to one of his wives that you can, I'll grant you anything you want.
Yeah, so there are not three sons, there are four children of the king. Of four, there are two very, you know, Ram and Lakshman, they are very much, you know, they both used to love each other so much that they could not leave each other, you know, behind. So this Ram, Lakshman, you're right, King Dashrath, and he had his wife who, yeah, your story is correct. Continue, then what happened? Then she asked for 13 years.
Her son could be the next king.
Yeah. Okay. So anyways, what happened on this day of Diwali, that those that 14 years ended, Ram defeated Ravan, which actually, according to Jai Mahadeva, Lakshman defeated Ravan. And then they came back, and everybody, because of happiness that Ram is coming back, they, you know, they lightened all the town of, like, city of Ayodhya, which was their city. So they, you know, they lit up the candles and you know, every full town is celebrated this day. And since then, Hindu mythology says that this day is Diwali, and therefore it is a festival of light. So they, because they, you know, celebrated that they're coming to the town as by lighting up the lamps and everything. Okay, so now what happens is everybody in the world celebrates it. Not Christians, I'm not sure about them. But in India, everybody celebrates Diwali. For us, it's a day of light. Why? Because on this day denotes illumination for us. Like, which out of five Kalyanas, which Kalyanam of Mahavir Bhagwan is today? Hello, are you there?
Yeah,
which Kalyana of Mahavir Bhagwan today? Okay, I'll give you four options. Janma Kalyanak, Tap Kalyanak, Moksh Kalyanak, Gyan Kalyanak.
Moksh Kalyanak?
Yeah, obviously he got moksha, right? He went to Siddhishila on this day.
Yeah.
This day is his Moksh Kalyanak, Nirvan Kalyanak, last Kalyanak. Right?
Yeah.
So he was in Keval Gyan Kalyanak, he was sitting in Samaksharan. In the Samaksharan he was sitting, and then 2 days back, he used to give Divyadhvani, right? This Divyadhvani which made us which gave us Jinvani, because of which the Jinvani is with us, Divyadhvani. And one day before, his last Divyadhvani was, you know, he gave his last words. That day we celebrate is Dhanteras, if you ever heard the name. Dhanteras.
Yeah.
It's a Dhanteras. Means on that day, the last Divyadhvani of Bhagwan, you know, that he departed the last Divyadhvani. And after that, yesterday, he said nothing. He was into his soul, he was practicing into his soul. No Divyadhvani happened yesterday. And today, early in the morning, he goes to the liberation, he goes to the Siddhishila, leaving his body behind, leaving the Samacharan behind, leaving everything behind. So he is now Siddha Parameshri. Yesterday and day before he was Anant Parameshri. Right?
Yeah.
Hello. Okay, so now you can imagine what is happening, like form, transformation is happening. From Sadhu Pamishti, he became Arihanta, he gave Dibhidhwani, he stopped giving Dibhidhwani, then he leaves his body and Samapsharan and he becomes Siddha. So Gyan Kalyana, then Moksha Kalyana. And as he got Moksha today, it's a big day for us because he's a Shasan Nayak. Means he's 24th Tirthankara. No other Tirthankara happened after him. Right? He's the last Tirthankara. So he is like our king. No other king has come forward to lead us after him. So he is our Shasan Nayak. Okay? We have Chinwani because of him. If any other Tirthankara would have come and would have given us Dibhidhwani, then Chinwani will be relating our teachings to that other Tirthankara. But after Mahavi Bhagwan, nobody else came. So we have Chinwani because of whom? Because of Mahavi Bhagwan. So he is our king, he is our Shasan Nayak. Therefore, it's very important for us. Therefore, we do not celebrate, with such a zeal and enthusiasm, the Moksha Kalyana of other 23 Tirthankaras, which we should, but we do not. But it is our Shasan Nayak, Mahavir Bhagwan, that's why we celebrate him as Diwali. Okay? Okay, so
okay.
How many crackers? So in US, do you people celebrate it with crackers and all?
What was that?
No.
Like you people celebrate Diwali with, crackers and everything. Lamb,
people do.
Crackers.
People do, but we shouldn't. We should pray.
Yeah, you should pray, but I am asking, do you pray or do you use crackers to celebrate it? Firecrackers?
Some, when we're in India, yes, but in the US, not much.
Not much, a little.
We do not buy firecrackers.
Oh, Dia, you never use firecrackers?
No.
Okay. Jermin, what about you?
Firecrackers.
Yeah, so you firecrackers, so you do not fire firecrackers. I cannot give you option on this question. Answer. Janin?
Oh, today I did prayers.
What?
Wait, can you repeat the question?
My question is, do you use firecrackers or do you not on this day?
You do both?
Hmm? Yes or no? Just say yes or no.
Yes.
Okay, so you are done with celebration or you are about to after the class?
Can you repeat the question?
My question is, so you have fired the firecrackers for today or you will be after the class doing the same?
After the class.
After the class, okay. Okay, Arjun, what about you? After the class or done?
We did a little bit of prayers before the class, but
and
I think
after the class, you'll be having the fire setting session.
We may pray more. We don't light firecrackers.
Oh, I'm not asking about we. I'm asking about you.
Yes.
So after the class?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we have book in our hands. We'll study a new chapter today. Do you have all books?
Yeah.
Today I want the Balbodh Patmala part 2, not part 1. Part 1, 3 chapters remaining. We'll be doing it when Natasha Arush comes. I want a new chapter from the part 2. Please get the book.
Yeah, it's right here in front of me.
Everybody has it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We are on page number 6, lesson number 2, Sindh. Everybody got it?
Which one are about you?
Lesson 2, Sindh, page number 6. Everybody, you are able to find it or not?
Is it book number 1 or book number 2?
Book number 2, book number 2, I told everyone. Book number 2,
oh, okay.
Lesson number 2.
I got it.
Arjun?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay. So we have Arjun as the son and the father is Jamin today. Read this carefully because it's very important and relevant. Dia, you got it?
Wait, who am I again?
Okay, we can start reading it, Dia.
Yes.
Okay, start. Son and the father.
Who am I again?
You are father, Jamin, and Arjun is son.
Okay.
Father, people say that greed is the father of sin. This greed, therefore, must be the greatest sin.
No, my dear. The greatest sin is wrong faith, induced by which living beings commit all types of sins.
Wrong faith has not been included in the five sins. I know them. They are violence, falsehood, theft, sex, and accumulation.
That is correct, my boy, but greed is also not included in the five sins. But living things commit all types of sins. Being induced by greed, therefore, it is called the father of all sins. Likewise, wrong faith is the most dangerous sin. Unless this is done away with, the circle of life and death does not cease to operate again and again.
Why so?
Wrong belief is perverse faith. So long as one's faith is perverse, how can one leave committing sins?
So leaving wrong belief only means understanding the correct thing?
Yes, to understand our soul in the right perspective is to leave wrong faith. As soon as one recognizes one's soul, one begins to leave all sins.
Does violence involve oppression of other creatures, killing them, and inflicting pain on them?
Yes, the world calls these alone violence, but it is not understood. But it does not understand that delusions, attachments, and aversions that rise in our souls are also violence.
Ah, then anger and greed will also be sins.
All passions are violence. Passions, example, attachments, aversions, and delusions are mental violence. To torture others and kill them is physical violence.
Not to say exactly what is seen, known, or heard is falsehood. Where is the need of any real understanding in telling lies?
Yes, not to say what is seen, known, or heard, and to say otherwise is falsehood. But as long as we do not understand things correctly, how can our assertions be correct?
Is it to assert exactly what is seen, known, or heard? True?
No, if we hear from some ignorant being that religion lies in violence, can this acceptance of religion and violence be regarded as truth?
No. How can violence be included in religion?
It is, therefore, necessary that we should know the truth before speaking it.
Is stealing others' belongings theft?
Yes, to pick up somebody's forgotten or misplaced or fallen things without his permission and to give these things to somebody else is theft. But we may not possess others' belongings, and yet if we have a desire to possess them, that mental feeling is also theft.
All right. What about this? Sex. People say that's looking at others' mothers and sisters with an evil eye is sex. What is evil? What is an evil eye?
Desire of satisfaction of craving, of the cravings of five senses is associated with the evil eye. At this stage, you cannot understand greater details.
Is collection of huge amounts of money called accumulation?
Yes, collections of huge amounts of money is accumulation. But in reality, a passion for their collection to have attachment for such possessions and to regard them as our own is real accumulation. Such a wrong faith is called false belief.
Oh, is wrong faith also accumulation?
Yes, wrong faith is first of all the 24 accumulations. Then comes anger, pride, fraud, greed, and other passions.
Are passions also accumulation?
Yes, son, they are so. Passions are both violence and accumulation. In reality, the roots of all sins are wrong faith and passions.
This means we should leave wrong faith and passions first to save ourselves from sin.
You are very intelligent. You have understood the truth so easily. That which leads a living being to wrong path is a sin. In a way, an evil, which is the cause of unhappiness, is a sin. Wrong faith and passions are evils, and so are they sins.
Okay, so what this chapter is about?
Sins and what sins are?
Yeah, sins and what is the like real sin or the father of the sin and everything they're talking to. It's about five sins in detail, right? Okay.
Yes.
We have learned the names of five sins before, which were violence, then falsehood, then theft, then wrong intentions, and then accumulation, right? We did it in our Devstuti, God devoid of attachments, right? Yes or no?
Yes.
Right? So these are five sins. So like, how does it start? Like the kid asks his father, like, which is the greatest sin? Greed. Is the greed greatest sin?
No.
If you'll be reading, you know, some of the scriptures, they'll say that greed is the greatest sin. Why will they call greed the greatest sin? Think. Can greed be the greatest sin? Anyone? Is it correct to call greed the greatest sin?
Anubhavji, if I don't do wrong faith, then none of the sins will come.
Yeah, that is the idea that we'll be discussing in a while, in moments later. I'm just asking why the kid is asking that greed is the father of all sin. Can it be true that greed is also like a big sin? Think, if greed is good, and if not good, then how bad it is?
Bad.
Why will I do theft? Why will I steal somebody's thing?
Because of desire, which is wrong belief.
So that desire isn't greed. That desire is greed. Because of greed, that I want that thing, I'll steal, right?
Yes.
Right? So every stealing is because of greed. We have some intention to fulfill. We have some desire to fulfill. And the desire is nothing but the greed. Correct? Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Why will I lie to someone? Because my intentions are to be fulfilled. I don't want myself to be portrayed as a wrong person or something. Or I want to take the advantage of that person or anything. We don't lie because, like, generally, we don't lie when it's not required. We only lie when we think we are in a, you know, trouble, or our lie can help us in getting better situations, right? We don't usually lie. Whenever we are in trouble, only then we lie. Correct?
Yes.
Hello, Jamin. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, you know, saving ourselves from trouble, or, you know, fulfilling our any objective by misleading, by a lie, isn't that also a greed? Like, we want, like, we have this greed, this desire that, oh, we should not get, you know, pinpointed or something. So behind every falsehood also there is a greed. Same way behind every violence there is a greed. You kill people. Okay, now let's take it. Arjun will go and, you know, fire crackers today. Why will he do that? Because it gives him fun. Right? He likes it. Like, Janet will like it. Correct? Why? It's his greed that by using firecrackers, you know, I'll enjoy it. The light, the, you know, sound. Correct? Yes or no? You don't get to, you know, fireworks every day. It's Diwali. You should do it. Correct? It's a greed. You must be thinking now during the class, oh, the moment this class gets over, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll do this, I'll do that. Right? Must be imagining things. Okay, today like this I'll be doing. Yes or no? Yes? Hello?
Yes?
Arjun and Jamin.
Yes.
Imagining?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Excitement is there deep within. Right? Okay. So now tell me, this firing firecrackers, what will it result in?
Enjoyment, which is wrong belief or desire?
No. For you, what will it result in? It will result in enjoyment. You will enjoy it, right?
You're
using it because of your greed, but what is the outcome? Okay, what is the outcome? Okay, which is the first sin?
First sin is violence.
Okay. What is the definition of violence that has come in the text, in this dialogue? It's on the page 7. Does violence involve oppression of other creatures, killing them, and inflicting pain on them? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah? So the violence, how can we define violence? Violence is to oppress, kill, or inflict pain on the living beings. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay? Now think about it. If I am firing a firecracker and there in my garden, there is a bunch of little insects and the firecracker crashes on them. What will happen? they will get oppressed, they will get killed, and they, some of them who are lucky, might inflict pain, like might get some pain. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just think about it, okay? I am in US, I am in New York, I am standing, and from like above my head, there are two planes, they are crashing on this World Trade, right? World Trade Towers, right?
Yes.
Okay. What is it? Isn't it a firecracker for me? Like for somebody, it might be a firecracker. But for us, what it is, it's a mass destruction. Whole building crashes. So many people die. We cry. But somebody enjoys it. For him, it is a firecracker. For him, it is like enjoyment, source of entertainment. For us, it's life. It's gone. Life is gone. The same way, now imagine yourself. At that point of time, somebody was bigger than you and he used firecracker on you. Now you are bigger than some people, you are using firecrackers on them. So you, this one of the, when there is an attack on you, when the firecrackers are used against you, you dislike them. You say, no, this thing should be prohibited. When you use it, you think it's entertainment. You don't feel like, okay, some people are still against it. Some people might get hurt. Small insects, small beings. Are you listening what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I understood.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there is one, like the definition of violence says that oppression, killing, or inflicting pain on the living beings is known as violence. Violence involves oppression of other creatures, killing them, and inflicting pain on them. This is the definition. But this is the definition that everybody follows in the world. What is so special about Jainism? What is so special about Kedli Bhagwan? What is special did he say?
It doesn't understand the delusions, attachments, and aversions.
Yeah. So everybody says that killing, oppressing, or inflicting pain on living beings is the violence. But nobody understands that why this killing or oppression or giving pain to others happens. It happens because of our aversion, our raga dvesh, our attachment. Okay, I like to firecrack, I like to use fireworks, I do it. I like to, you know, hate somebody, I hate it. I like to use bad words, I use bad words against him. Correct? If I sit on the grass, I like to, you know, pluck the flowers on the grass or pluck the grass itself. I use it. I don't mind that, oh, grass might get hurt, these plants might get hurt. I just use it. I love to eat non-vegetarian food, I'll eat non-vegetarian food. Because it is my aversion, it is my attachment towards the taste of the non-vegetarian food, that I don't count any of the killings of the living beings in preparation of that food. So why this killing happens? Because of my attachment, my raga and dvesh, my aversion, my delusion. Making sense?
Yes.
Why every sin happens? There is a root cause of every sin which is our dvesh or ra or moh, which is delusion, attachment or aversion. So Jainism says that no, killing and inflicting pain or oppression of other living beings, it's not actually a violence. It's just the outcome of a violence. The real violence is that when you commit the sins of delusion, attachment, and aversion in your thoughts, in your soul. So, just imagine, okay, while doing the class, Arjun is excited about, you know, firing fireworks, okay? So, at this time, when he is not firing fireworks, he is committing sin of firing fireworks. Because that actually firing fireworks is not a really a sin. The actual sin was to think about it, to do the aversion, delusion or attachment about that. If I do not eat non-vegetarian food, or if I say, oh, non-vegetarian food is so tasty, right, then what am I doing? I'm actually doing the sin of eating non-vegetarian food, right? Because eating it was not the sin. Sin was to think or to, you know, attach towards it. So the real sin happens in our thought, not in actually practice. The practice is really outcome. When we think, then we eat. Are you getting me?
Yes.
So if we think bad of others, actually at that moment we do bad to them. Because thinking bad is alone a sin. Am I making sense or not? Is it too heavy?
I'm making sense, Anubhavji.
Is it too heavy or too tough to understand?
No.
Hello?
Not too tough.
No. Okay, not too dumb. Okay, so we get back to your talk. Okay, so by greed we think, okay, so greed is the root cause of every sin. Accumulation we do because of greed. I had one pen, I want two more. Therefore, I have a collection of pens. So this is a greed which resulted in accumulation. So greed is behind all sins. Therefore, people usually say that greed is the father of sin. So this son asks his father that is greed really father of a sin? His father says no. Greed is not the father of sin. Okay, you're right that greed is greatest sin because of which all other sins happen. But we should actually analyze why this greed happens. So like all the sins happen because of greed, this greed happens because of wrong faith. Or we call it, what do we call wrong faith? What is the name for wrong faith? Anyone?
Wrong belief?
Yeah, wrong belief, exactly. What do we call wrong belief? In Hindi, we learned it one word. Wrong belief is?
Mithyatva.
Mithyatva, exactly. Thank you so much, you remembered. So greatest sin is what? Mithyatva. Mithyatva is greatest sin. Mithyatva means what?
Wrong mithyatva belief.
Wrong belief. So how do we define wrong belief? How do we define wrong belief? Anyone? I mean, not define anything, what do you understand by wrong belief? Hello, anyone?
Yes, Anubhavji?
How do we define wrong belief?
Wrong belief is not knowing the truth. It's acting upon wrongful information. Similar to if I liked my dad's watch and I took it, that would be acting on wrong belief because desire is wrong belief.
Okay, but that would be a theft. You stole the watch of your dad.
Considering our body as known is
okay, so simply wrong belief or mithyatva means believing something which is not true. Correct? Wrong means something which is not true, and belief means believing it. Simple. So believing something which is not true is wrong belief. So it will apply in everything. So like Dia said, in body and soul, I believe that I am this body when I am the soul, I am not the body. Same way, like Arjun said, wearing a watch of your dad and thinking, no, it's my watch. So your dad pinpoints out, oh, it's my watch, and you fight with him, no, it's my watch, you cannot take it. Why? Because you are believing something which is not true. You thought it is your watch and it's a death watch. You thought it is your body, but actually the body is not yours. It's soul that is yours. Okay? So wrong faith is something, wrong belief is something, believing something which is not true. This is the definition of wrong faith. Simple. Believing something which is not true. Correct? So now let's analyze. Why do we do violence or theft or falsehood or assimilation, or why do we have wrong intentions? Why? Because
wrong belief, wrong faith.
How wrong belief? Can anybody, you know, link it with the wrong belief? Anyone can try to do it for me? Anyone?
What was the question exactly, Anubhavji? I didn't understand.
Yeah. Jaimin, are you still there or you're lost?
Yeah.
You're there. Okay. So why are you upset? You're upset with my remarks and fireworks or what?
I don't know.
Okay. So my question is, Jaimin, that they are saying that wrong faith or wrong belief or mithyatva is the root cause behind all the sins. Therefore, it is the father of all the sins. So, can you link the two, wrong belief and the sins? Can any one of us link these two? That how can they, what logic they have behind saying that five sins are the, you know, outcome of this wrong intention? Like we linked greed with five sins, right? Like because of greed, all five sins happen. So can we link wrong intentions with five sins as well?
One wrong belief is violence, and like it's wrong to believe that inflicting pain on others is good.
Very good. Yeah. Continue. Say you're right.
Wait, what?
You're right. Continue. Say.
That's a wrong belief because you shouldn't take things that aren't yours.
Why are you killing people? Because most of the people you say, why are you eating non-vegetarian food, if you'll ask, they will say, so what? We should kill them. I mean, they do not say a thing. Or some people say they do not feel the pain. Or some people say, okay, they are small creatures, they are not even jivas. Or some people say, oh, they are supposed to be eaten. Right? These are the replies you get when you ask them, why do you kill them? Right? What is the root cause between these? That they do not believe in the living being. They do not believe that, okay, like they feel the pain, these small creatures also feel the pain. Right? So this wrong belief of them leads them to do the violence towards these living creatures. Correct? Yes or no?
Hello? Can you repeat it?
Am I audible?
Yes, you're completely audible, Anubhavji.
Okay. So I'm just saying that whenever we ask somebody who does sin, like, you know, we have a prisoner who has done theft, okay? Who has stolen somebody's something. We ask him, why do you do that? Why does he say? What will he say? Okay, I was so, you know, I was not able to buy that on my own. I was really poor and I wanted that thing, really. So, without that thing, I would not have survived. Okay? So, why is he doing this stealing and something? Because he thinks by getting that thing, he'll be able to survive or live better. Now, if I ask you, he lives because of his soul or because of the things?
Soul,
nobody can, okay, do you know that there is a ayu karma, okay? There is a proposition in Jainism that You know, nobody can kill you unless it's your time. And if it's your time, then nobody can save you. What is it? Nobody can kill you until it's your time, before your time. And when it's your time, nobody can save you. So what happens? Like, you know, usually you do not kill, you know, do not intend to kill people, okay? But like you're breathing. We all are breathing, right?
Yes.
While we breathe, there are many, you know, small organisms, bacteria we call them, or living beings, very small living beings. You know, they die the moment we breathe in and breathe out, breathe in and breathe out. Our saliva inside the mouth, our stomach, it has small little organisms. Our blood has organisms. Okay? So, do you intend to kill these people, these small in organisms? Do you intend to? Do we intend to kill these people? These small creatures? No, but they get killed, right? They get killed. Can we save them? Can I save the little bacteria, you know, in my saliva or in my blood? Can I save them? I cannot. I cannot save them. For that, I'll have to take out my blood and do... I don't know what I have to do. I don't know how can I save them. Right? So they are... It's like people... I mean, jivas, they take birth because of their own time and they die because of their own. So whenever you walk with your bicycle or with your car, on the road, there are very small insects which, you know, get, you know, crushed by your vehicle's wheels. They just, you know, the vehicle, your car runs over them. Do you intend to kill them? No, you don't. But you cannot see them from your car that, okay, there are such small insects which are falling, you know, which are, you're running over whom, right? You cannot see them, but you do not intend to hurt them. What does it say? It says that, you know, you cannot save a living being by not intending to hurt him, or you cannot kill a living being before it's not his time. So they die. If some, you know, some small insects have to die, and if I'm riding my car, it will automatically by itself come down the wheel, come down under the wheel of my car, and it will get killed. Why? Because its time was over. It had to die. Its Ayu Karma was over. So we live not because of, you know, medicines, because if the same doctor gives same treatment to seven different people, the outcomes will be different. Some people will get healthy, some will have some infections, some will die. Right? This happens or not with the same doctor, with the same medication? Why? Because medicines do not help you. What helps you is your Ayu Karma. So you live because of your Ayu Karma, you die because of your Ayu Karma, right? So this violence, whatever we have, this violence or theft or that intention of that thief, the prisoner, is incorrect, that he thinks that if I get such and such things, I'll live. You live because of your Ayu Karma or because of your soul, and soul never dies. So if you think that you will live because of this thing, your intention, your belief is wrong. And therefore, because of wrong belief, what you are doing, you're committing that theft. If you had known that, okay, stealing things will not earn me a living or will not give me life, you would have never stolen, you would have never, you know, done any kind of theft. Am I making sense or not?
Yeah.
What am I proving? I'm proving that because of wrong intentions, we commit all the sins. Why do we desire things? Why do we desire things? We desire things because we know things give us pleasure. That's why we desire things, right? A good bungalow, a good car, a good swimming pool, a good dress, a good cell phone, a good tablet, a good iPod. These things will give you pleasure or not? These things will give you pleasure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is wrong belief, Chairman. These things do not give us pleasure. The pleasure comes from within. No?
Yeah, it does.
It does or it doesn't? What do you think?
It does.
Only Jaimin is speaking in my class. Everybody else is so not interested in listening. Dia.
Sorry, I did not understand.
What you did not understand?
What did you ask?
What?
What did you ask?
A question. Before asking question, everything you understood? Yes? Dia, I cannot, you know, clearly hear you. Can you come closer to the mic?
A letter.
You understood everything other than the question, Dia?
Almost.
You understood everything other than the question that I said?
Almost.
Almost. Okay. Arjun, are you there with us?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's going a little heavy, but let's try to understand it again. We think that the good things will give us, like good things are good. A nice video game, a new football, a new dress, new bag, school bag, new school bag, or your own bicycle, bike, something. These things are good or not? Do you like these things? Who wants to have a new toy? Dia, don't you like to have a new toy? New Barbie girl or something?
Yes.
You want to have, right? Why do you want to have? Because you think if you'll have it, you'll feel good. It will give you some pleasure, some happiness, right?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. So now what happens is, thinking that pleasure will come from different things, it's known as wrong belief. Because who feels pleasure if you give that Barbie doll to your cupboard or your Almira or your other doll, other Barbie doll, you give that Barbie doll. Will it feel good? No, it will not feel good because it does not know. It's a non-living being. But if you have a Barbie doll on your own, you will feel good. Why? Because you're thinking that Barbie doll is giving pleasure to you. But what is happening? You're this wrong belief that, oh, I like Barbie dolls and Barbie dolls are good. This makes you feel good. Therefore, what you're doing, you accumulate Barbie dolls because of your wrong belief that your pleasure comes from Barbie dolls. Right or wrong? Dia, how many Barbie dolls you have? Dia?
One.
Okay.
No,
so
I
having...
I don't have any.
You don't have any? Wow, why?
I had one, then it got broken.
Oh, okay, fine. So now, when it got broken, you felt bad?
Yes.
Yes or no? Yeah.
Yes.
Why did you feel bad?
Because it broke.
So it got broke. You didn't get broke, right? So why were you feeling bad? Let the Barbie doll would have felt bad. Like, let her feel bad instead of you feeling bad.
Because I like the Barbie doll.
Yeah, you liked it. So when it something bad happened to that thing, you also were sad. That is the wrong belief we have. One thing gets broke and we think something from us has gone bad. And therefore we get sad. Right? So this wrong belief always makes us feel bad. It gives us, you know, dukkha. We know dukkha. What is dukkha? Arjun, what is dukkha?
What is the word book?
Dukkha, dukkha. Sukha, you know sukha?
I do not.
Oh, sukha means happiness. Dukkha means not happiness. It's miseries. It's pains. Okay? So,
okay.
This desire to have things, different things, is dukkha, means miseries. It gives us, you know, unhappiness. And destroying this desire means destroying this wrong belief. It gives us happiness, pleasure. Therefore, our Muniraj, they do not have any Barbie doll, any swimming pool, any bungalow, any car, anything. They do not have any accumulation. They do not accumulate things because they do not have desires. If you don't have desires, you don't commit these five sins. So our Muniraj don't sexual violence, they don't do falsehood, they don't do stealing, they don't do wrong intentions, they don't accumulate. Why they're free of all these sins? And they don't even do greed. They're not greedy. Why? How is it possible for them? Because they have destroyed the wrong faith. If you destroy the root cause of anything, the whole tree will get down if you destroy the root of it. Right? So they destroyed the wrong faith, that is mithyatva, and no sin follows them. No sin. Correct? Hello? Hello? Okay,
yes.
I think our time is up and you guys are really saturated and you guys really found it too tough to take it in this class, right? So what we'll do in the next story that we have eight from sins. Have you read the story, by the way, by any chance? Arjun, Jaimin's story.
What was that, Anubhaji?
The story Sachinji forwarded you. Did you read that story?
Yes,
yeah.
I did.
Oh, how did you find it? How was the story?
It was very interesting.
It was good.
Interesting. It was good. You found it. So your parents read it for you or you read it on your own?
I read it on my own.
Oh, why your parents didn't read it for you?
Oh, because I had a lot of downtime.
Oh, okay. So give the story for your parents too, so that they can read, okay? It's a good story, you should share with them. Okay, so they can also read it. Okay? Not for you, they can read it for themselves, okay? Okay. So the story is nothing but only five sins only. How we'll be understanding in the next class when Arush and Natasha arrive. Very happy Diwali. Take care and please avoid violence, because violence, like you, your life is important for you. There are living beings who also get hurt due to our reactions. So we should be very careful about our reactions. Okay? So have a happy and safe Diwali. Try to not fire the firecrackers. It hurts. Okay. And okay, in the next class, you should remember the name of five sins. We have a good activity. The story we'll be discussing in a new way. You have read it. It's very good. Okay?
Okay. Jaijanendra.
Okay. Are we'll join our hands, close our eyes. And Diya will say Namukar Mantra. Three times only Namokar Mantra. We all will close our eyes and then we'll leave the class. Okay, Diya.
Sahunam, Namo Arihantanam, Namo Jayanam, Namo Vajayanam, Namo Loisava Sahunam, Namo Arihantanam, 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 Namo Vajayanam, Namo Loisava Sahunam,
Thank you, Dia. Thank you, everyone. Jai Janendra. Take care.
Thank you, Jai Janendra.
Thank you.
Jai.